It's not just pro-Palestinian activists that are shutting down Pride parades today. As it turns out, Pride events are actually getting canceled all across the country, most especially in solid red states. We're going to take a look at what's going on and why it's all just the beginning. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you stay sane during these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. You know what else I want you to do? I want you right now to click that link below and finally get into the growing world of gold. Have you been paying attention to what central banks around the world are doing? They're gobbling up gold like never before. That's why the price of gold is expected to continue to climb, because when all is said and done, more and more nations are turning back to the timeless value of gold and silver. So that's why we have, as one of our wonderful friends and sponsors, the amazing company Gold Co., because they're patriots just like us who want to help you and guide you in how to get into precious metals completely tax-free and penalty-free. In fact, if you click on that link below right now, you can get your very own absolutely free gold and silver kit. It's an amazing free resource that shows you step-by-step how to get into precious metals, even if your money's still in a retirement account like an IRA or 401k. And just to show you how awesome the patriots over at Gold Co. are, the best part is that you may actually already qualify to get up to $10,000 in free silver. I told you the best. So what are you waiting for? Get in on the action by clicking on that link below or going to TurleyTalksLikeSgold.com and get your free gold and silver kit. It promises to be a total life changer. As many of you know, DEI initiatives, which stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, are being abolished all over red state America. For example, this is what happened recently in the great state of Texas.
There are 19 ayes and 12 nays. The bill is finally passed.
Senate Bill 17, which took effect in January of this year, bans diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives at public Texas colleges and universities. As a result, DEI organizations and clubs are being shut down.
We have so many people of color, and we have so many first-generation students, and to just kind of cancel all the safe spaces, and that's really not okay.
In an email sent Tuesday from University of Texas at Austin President Jay Hartzell, he says the university has laid off employees who used to work in DEI programs. The American Association of University Professors say about 60 people were affected by these layoffs and were ordered to shut down all DEI programs by the end of May.
It's not just something that impacts current students, it's going to impact a lot of people in the future. And they're like firing people, and like people are losing their jobs.
Yeah, cry me a river. Yep, that's right. The University of Texas just laid off over 60 DEI officers and workers in compliance with a new law that's gone into effect that basically abolishes DEI throughout the entire Lone Star State. And now it's being widely reported that Pride events are being canceled as a result. The University of North Texas Legal Counsel recently advised the campus libraries to suspend planned events for Pride Week, according to an email sent to library staff last week. According to the report, the events are the latest casualty of a ban Texas lawmakers handed down to eliminate DEI initiatives, programs, and recruiting documents in Texas public colleges. UNT administration has already complied with the new law by actually changing the name of one of their centers. They renamed their so-called Multicultural Center and Pride Alliance into the UNT Center for Belonging and Engagement for the entirety of the student body, not simply select identities. And it's not just Texas. Last year, a gay pride parade was canceled in the state of Florida, and other pride events were restricted to people over 21 because of a new law that bans children from attending public drag shows. The new law would give the government authority to revoke the liquor license of any establishment that hosts the drag event with children in attendance. And that law forced a pride parade event to shut down. In fact, it's being reported that a whole host of pride events were canceled as a direct result of this new law throughout the deep red state of Florida. But as it turns out, this is actually, ironically, all becoming par for the course during Pride Month. And this is largely because there does seem to be a very real backlash against Pride Month going on all over the country, not just red states. USA Today published a piece just about a week ago entitled "Expect Fewer Rainbow Logos for LGBTQ Pride Month After Target and Bud Light Backlash." And as you can tell from the title, it's because these companies are worried about getting Bud Lighted. So we're living in an age of what's called consumer politics, right? Where more and more people are, in effect, voting with their wallets. And as more consumers see corporate America diverging from their traditionalist values, they're increasingly intentionally not buying from some stores and intentionally buying from others. So and so that's where you get your boycott, buycott dynamics operative in consumer politics. So the same time you saw Bud Light sales implode, you saw Modelo sales surge over to the number one spot. So in an age of consumer politics, corporations are going to be, they're going to have to be very careful how they navigate the plurality of values that are increasingly controlling where consumers spend their dollars. And what we're seeing is a very clear drop in support for Pride Month and LGBT issues. Polls seem to be reversing their direction that we've been seeing over the last few decades, according to a study conducted by research firm Ipsos in over 30 mostly Western countries. Support for LGBT issues, particularly trans activism, declined across the board. Now, while most people in the surveyed countries still support same-sex marriage, that support has noticeably not increased. It's either remained stable or it's decreased over the past 2 years. Similar patterns were observed regarding support for gay couples raising children. A number of countries like Poland, Turkey, Romania, South Korea exemplified a significant majority who were steadfastly opposed to the practice. And in countries such as the United States, the Netherlands, and Sweden, support for gay couples raising children has actually been declining over the past 2 years. When it comes to transgenderism, the majority of respondents opposed trans rights, and even among those more accommodating, so for example, in Great Britain and the United States, even a clear majority wanted trans people to be limited to using toilets, changing rooms, and saunas that corresponded to their biological gender, their gender assigned at birth. We saw a similar study published this year by the Public Religion Research Institute. They found that the percentage of the population that believes that there are only two genders has actually increased. It's gone up over the last 2 years, and that's across the board. For example, the percentage of Gen Zers who believe there are only two genders has increased from 43% in 2021 to now 57% today. So there's a clear loss of support for LGBT issues. And I have to say, I'm inclined to think that that's because there's the increasing perception among the masses that the LGBT movement represents the thwarting of liberty rather than its promotion. So there's been some very interesting studies on this. I'm thinking of one by Philip Klein, who analyzes the distinction between gay rights on the one hand and wokeness, or what's technically known as cultural socialism, on the other, and particularly trans issues. They're not the same. Klein argues that one of the reasons why gay rights were so successful in America is they promoted the notion of liberty. For right or for wrong, right, regardless of one's perspective on the issue, there was a successful libertarian dynamic to the movement, and it was successful. However, when it comes to wokeness, or again, what's technically cultural socialism and the transgenderism involved in that, there's an increasing sense that the demands being made are actually about decreasing liberty, such as denouncing dissent, silencing critics, destroying women's sports, demanding compliance, stigmatizing half the country's bigots and racists and all kinds of phobes. And so the key difference here, I believe, is liberty. To the extent that liberty is advanced, you're going to see mass support. To the extent that liberty is perceived as being thwarted, you're going to see mass revolt. And I do think that's what the gay rights movement got right and what the trans movement is getting wrong. Another way of putting it is the longer the LGBT alphabet gets, the more opposition it generates. So let's just say, at least when it comes to red state America, Pride Month is not getting off to a very good start. Here's your opportunity to tell big tech tyrants where they can stick it. Click on that link below and download our brand new cancel-proof Turley Talks app, and you can sign our special Declaration of Restoration. That's our petition to big tech that declares a new day is dawn. They are no longer in control, and we are taking our nation back. We've already got over 1,000 signatures of courageous patriots, and yours is next. Click on that link below or go to fight.turleytalks.com right now.